Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
The maximums count up today. Joburg, 30. Pretoria, 31. Polokwane, 32.
In Bedford View on the N12 R24 westbound, queuing traffic towards the Galulis interchange.
In your sport, 12 goals scored in just two Carabao Cup matches last night. And local rugby mourns the tragic passing of a young club player, Ashwin Sauls, who died during a match over the weekend.
We start in Midrand, where hundreds of residents of the Broadwalk Urban Village complex are now calling on the landlord to find alternative accommodation for them. The fire that ripped through the complex on Tuesday night killed a woman and caused serious damage to the 130 units. Residents are furious that they are now out on the street.
It's not the government's duty. My father should have a plan as a profitable private company, not taking state resources and wasting it. They should be here making sure that these people get what needs to be gotten for the next few days until end of month, get them back the deposit as soon as possible, and then have them move out.
The city of Johannesburg says officials have been struggling to get hold of the owner of the complex. Mafadi Property Management is responsible for the operation of the complex. More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. To the financial state of basic education. Union NAPTOSA is asking government to urgently find solutions for the budget crisis in the sector. This after Basic Education Minister Sibuya Karube told the media yesterday that she's reached out to the Minister of Finance to discuss the estimated 79 billion rand budget shortfall that her department faces in the medium term. NAPTOSA's Basil Manuel warns it's become an unsustainable situation.
Our schools are becoming more and more overcrowded, classes are becoming bigger, and teachers are being expected to work more. And the solution doesn't lie with the unions or with the teachers. It lies with the legislators and it lies with Treasury.
More about this on our news blog. To international news, and the mayor of one of the biggest cities in the world is facing charges of corruption. New York Mayor Eric Adams was indicted yesterday on federal criminal charges amid allegations of corruption within his administration and the resignations of top officials. Adams could become the first sitting New York mayor to face such charges. And we thought it could only be done in the movies. Remember this 1998 hit? In the blockbuster Armageddon, we watched our hero, played by Bruce Willis, and a team of drillers save Earth from an asteroid by blowing it up in space. Well, it wasn't that far-fetched. For a proof-of-concept study published in the journal Nature Physics this week, a team of UN scientists worked on a much smaller scale, taking aim at a mock asteroid. They used what's known as the world's largest X-ray machine, that's in New Mexico, and that is much more powerful than a nuclear bomb, and propelled the mock asteroid away from Earth. However, it's not clear whether this could be done from Earth or whether someone should still go up into space to fire at the asteroid.
Send them.
I agree.
We have names.
But remember, that person will become a hero.
That's
like
fine.
Bruce Willis, when that person blows up the asteroid in space.
Maybe not.
But he or she may not return to Earth.
Yes, that's the part.
About right, yeah.
Send them.
That's what we want.
Should we ask Martin?
Where is it? Ons tyd. Wat se Afrikaners name? Ons developer name. Net gou laaste paar opmerkings en aanmerkings oor die fun story.
O, goeie genade.
Wilmans, hulle vrouens se funne vat, is dit selfs 'n ding. Felicity was
Look
baie opgewonde.
Hoe kan dit so klink? Wil mans dit doen?
Because they don't.
Yeah,
because
they just
say
don't
they
have
do,
the same
and I'm,
experience.
And I'm challenging that. You seem to me, you strike me as one of those people who like tradition, but then want to change it, all of it. So, yeah. I love pizza, but I don't want the base.